A married couple from out of state were driving across Texas, and they saw a sign that said Mahia, 22 miles. They got into a bit of an argument over how to say the name of the town. He said it was likely Mexia, and she thought it was pronounced more like the country, Mexico, and would thus be Mahia. The argument persisted, and he said, "We can't settle this. Tell you what, first place we come to in town, we'll pull over, and I'll ask them." So they did. They pulled in at the first place and went up to the girl at the counter, and he said, "Can you tell us how to say the name of this place and say it slow so we can hear it clearly?" The girl thought the request was crazy, but she leaned forward and she said, "De Re Queen." That's an old joke, I know, but I use it as a segue to get to where I'm going. Of course, nobody says Mahia or Mexia. Mahia is common, but so is Maher. That's right. Many people around those parts call it Maher. Don't know why. There's no R in the word, but in Texas, there's something about an R that we adore. We do this to Refugio, too. Again, there is no second R in Refugio. It's a Spanish word, refugio, meaning refuge, but we find it dialectically comfortable to exchange the G for an R. There's a well-known and much-traveled street in Houston that everyone pronounces as Kirkendall. There is no R in the word at all. We could send in crack troops on a search and rescue mission and they'd never find an R. We just throw one in there for the hell of it, I guess. And if we are not adding an R, we simply move it to where it's more convenient for us. In the hill country is a river named the Pedernales River. Again, a Spanish word, Pedernales. It means flints. We could just anglicize it to Pedernales or Pedernales, but we find that R to be inconveniently located, so we move it up front where we can keep an eye on it and make sure it doesn't get away from us. We say Pedernales. Go on down south of Refugio about 100 miles and you will come to Riviera. Well, that's the way it ought to be pronounced because it is spelled just like the Riviera in France for which it was named. Perhaps just an attempt at good marketing. True, it has a few million less people, no rivers, no film festival, no world-class beaches, but it's not pronounced the same either. It is pronounced Rivera. So the R is still there, but we get rid of that annoying detour caused by the unwanted I and replace it with an E to complement the other E to streamline our way to the R. Much better. Otherwise, we might sound French. It's a confusing adjustment because mostly we Texans have never met a diphthong we didn't like. But in this case, we seem in a hurry to get to the R, so we straighten out the approach. Though not a place, we do something similar with Bremer. It's Brahman, of course, technically, but we like the aesthetics of the word better if we exchange the N for an R. That's a beautiful Bremer bull you got there. And we must include Whataburger, too. Got to get in the extra R. And many of us do it with prostate, saying prostrate cancer instead of prostate cancer. Extra R slipped in. I think that R is borrowed from the notion of lying prostrate. Yes, something about an R. We put them where they're not. We move them within the word. We streamline our way to them and make exchanges that better suit our Texas style, irregardless, oh, there's another one, of what may be thought of as formally proper. I'm W.F. Strong. These are stories from Texas. Some of them are true.